group of normally well-behaved kids in an average residential neighborhood start running wild, there's got to be a reason for that.
The United States Supreme Court has described it as dirt for dirt's sake.
There's not just like some whiny guy up there crying about how his girlfriend left him, you know, he's going to slit his wrist. It's a rock and roll show. Oh, it's about happiness and all right, maybe this is some not so happy shit.
Drink up, man. We got 2 6-packs to kill.
Sort of like, you know, communal, let's all get together and have a big orgy feeling.
Never in the history of the world have the merchants of obscenity, the teachers of unnatural sex acts, had available to them the modern facilities for disseminating this filth.
Remember what I said. I'm gonna kill you.
Certainly.
Hello and good afternoon. This is Boris. I'm here with Snake Alley at garagepunk.com. You know, some people say that the slicing of flesh is not a thing of beauty. Their minds have been twisted. So pick up your knife, kiddies, and go into your dark, dark bedroom, and I'll be in later to bite your navel.
Oh, yeah. Hey kids, it's Mal Thursday from Florida Rocks again. You're tuned in to Snake Alley.
That's right, Mal. It's time once again for Snake Alley here on GaragePunk.com podcast radio. And we just heard from Johnny Knox and High Test. And that's from a soundtrack from. The movie we'll be looking at today, Stomp, Shot, and Scream, just came out May 26th, direct release. And I'm kind of giving a heads up there. It has a skunk ape, which is like a Bigfoot creature in it. And as usual, I forgot to introduce my friend, Jeff Reinhardt. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, really good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Bob Noxious.
All right. We're going to be joined by Pam, our alien expert, later on, because we're also going to be looking at alien, inbred redneck alien abduction.
And I might add to this that it was 15 years in the making.
15 years in the making. Well, we also have another guest. It's our guest musical programmer, DJ extraordinaire, all the way from Florida, from the land of the skunk ape. It's Mal Thursday from the podcast and radio show Florida Rocks Again.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Jeff. It's good to be here, especially on such a stellar episode with Florida skunk apes and inbred redneck alien abductions. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better show.
Well, don't get too scared, Mal. And everybody listening, don't get too scared either. But this movie just came out May 26, 2006, and it's independently released by the director, J. Wade Edwards. Not to be confused with J. Edwards, which happens to be a famous bondage movie
maker, something like that. Absolutely right. Okay. This is not to be confused.
This guy's a lot nicer guy. I watched some of the outtakes and the making of the movie, Stomp, Shout, and Scream, and just something about this movie is it was made exactly like a movie would be in 1966 with no special effects, with straight edits. I think there's a couple dissolves, but let me go ahead and
Well, what are you waiting for?
Jeff, really, you don't know much about this guy, do you?
Actually, I don't know too much about the actual listings, but I will tell you this right off the bat. This movie I really liked on several different aspects. Mainly, what got me at first was the excellent photography, fine lighting. I mean, I don't know if Laszlo Kovacs impressed the cinematographers, but I will say this, is that it is a beauty to the eye.
Yep. And let me tell you a little bit about the director, J. Wade Edwards, and why he made this film. He attended a film festival in Maryland, and on one Saturday afternoon, he watched two different movies. One movie was about somebody gets busted for child molestation, and later on he saw a movie that was about pedophilia. So he decided, hey, it's time for a movie that's, you know, totally innocent, but just some good, clean fun, a well-crafted piece of work.
Extremely well-crafted.
Oh, it's real well-crafted. It's just like it would be in 1966. The acting is great.
Yeah, for the most part, the acting is actually quite good.
I have to point out, there's my favorite actors in there was the, of course, the girl drummer. It has an all-girl band in it, and the all-girl drummer is Cynthia Evans. Very sweet, very good, you know, easy on the eyes, as you would say, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I say, too, that also it seemed like to me they were reminiscent or repetitive of the Carrie Nation group from Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
How about that? Yeah, there's a lot of throwback here, and it's not any kind of a ripoff. It's a good story about a girl band traveling through Florida, from Atlanta to Florida, and down the coast anyway, and they're terrorized by a Bigfoot creature from Florida, a skunk ape.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if it was purposely done as far as the makeup goes, but I did notice they kind of kept the face of the skunk ape pretty dark, but on the close-ups, the makeup of the hands and feet were excellent.
Yeah, and this movie is independently financed. A lot of his friends and his family got together with J. Wade Edwards and shot it on 35mm in 11 days in Atlanta and Florida with basically an Atlanta-based crew. And it's done real good, and let's go ahead and take a look at a little bit of it. It's from 2006. It's J. Wade Edwards, Stomp, Shout, and Scream.
Bring it on.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Stomp, shout, scream. Stomp, shout, scream!
Hey, you ladies were great tonight.
Thanks. Thanks for coming out to see us.
Yeah, that's a tough crowd in there, but I think you made some new fans.
You think?
At least one. So where y'all from?
New York.
Oh, yeah? Hey, there's a party. There's a party if you want to go and hang out.
Sure, let's go. Can't. Got another gig.
Well, do you have to leave tonight?
Yeah, do we have to leave tonight? The gig is in Florida. We'll be driving all night to get there. Come on, Jody.
All right. Thanks for playing a great show.
Oh, hey. Now you can listen to us anytime you want.
Thanks.
Where in the hell is that Bob? I swear to God.
Hey, look at this. It looks like some kind of gorilla foot, doesn't it?
Great.
Yeah. You think we have some kind of gorilla on the loose?
No. Just go put it on the table with the other evidence, Bob.
One officer dead. Two more people missing. It just don't make no sense. What kind of homicidal maniac would do something like this?
Actually, Sheriff, I checked with the Pickens County Mental Hospital. All the patients are accounted for up there.
I think we'd have been notified if there had been an escaped lunatic.
All right.
What killed him?
Any one of those things could have killed Frank. The constellation of injuries, the bite marks, the claw marks, the devastation of the torso seemed to point towards some kind of animal attack, but not any kind of animal I've ever seen.
And the smell, Dr. Lawrence, is that the body decomposing?
No, and I can't identify it either.
Thanks, Dr. Joe. Can we see the girl now?
I've got that branch from the beach.
Jesus, Bob!
Sorry, police business. Oh, I don't know what it is, but the squad car sure as hell reeks of it.
Did it sound like she was saying skunk ape?
Sure did.
Skunk ape? Bob, how did you miss a bloody torso?
I searched that part of the beach. It wasn't there when I looked.
Enough. What did Dr. Joe have to say?
Same as Frank. Severed limbs, crushed ribs, bite marks even match.
Damn it.
Shouldn't you have told them what's going on here?
Told them what? That we don't know what killed that girl? That we got a Bigfoot running loose on the island?
Skunk ape.
Shut up, Bob. We're gonna get this thing. Dead or alive. Got all the exits closed to the west and the south. There's no other way out.
What do you think he's doing?
I don't know. And I don't care if I have to burn this whole fort to the ground. I am gonna kill that son of a bitch.
Skunk ape.
Bob, I know what it is.
No, skunk ape, behind you.
What is it, Bob?
The skunk ape has escaped. Bragg is dead. It tore him limb from limb.
Oh, hell. Are you all right?
I tried to stop him. I got off a couple of shots, but he threw me across the room.
Where are you?
I climbed up onto the roof, but now I'm stuck. I think my ankle's broken.
Where's the gorilla?
Skunk ape. I saw him run out to the beach.
The party. Kill us. He's going to the party.
Man, don't get me wrong, Jeff. This thing's produced pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Very well.
Mm-hmm.
With all the lighting and photography, but it's still a B-movie.
It still
maintains the innocence and the no pretentiousness in it whatsoever.
Sure,
it's
sure.
a B-movie.
Yeah.
And it's got some great music in it, especially for all the garage punk fans, which, hey, we're on garagepunk.com.
I guess the thing I admire most about the whole film is a lot of it was shot at night. And yet they did not use any process shots. They did not use day for night. It was great.
Yep. And music, man. You have original music by Cat Fight, which Cat Fight actually is playing the music that's played by the band that's in the movie, the Violas.
Right.
They're traveling through Florida and terrorized by the Skunk Ape. And there's also music in there by the Penetrators and Johnny Knox. and the high test, which some great instrumental stuff. The Hate Bombs are in there. The Woggles are in there. So it's all the garage punk, not aficionados, to watch it and love it. And I really dug the flick. And we talk about a couple of the actors that are in there. They're not the main parts. Of course, I mentioned the lovely Cynthia Evans, who plays drums. And actually, she is playing drums in the stuff. And she's the one who pulls it off and is very convincing as far as a drummer. She actually learned to play drums while on the movie. And the other person I'd like to talk about is Travis Young, who plays the romantic role. This guy came into this 2 days before they started shooting in Atlanta. And he came in without a headshot, without a bio or anything. And he's great in the movie.
No,
he's one of the best.
There's
great acting. And another standout is Deputy Bob, played by Christopher Hines. And I guess he's like a kind of an elongated, like Barney Fife.
I'd say more of a cross between Barney Fife and maybe, what was that character that Tom Hanks played?
What, Forrest Gump?
Yes!
I don't know. I think he's probably the smartest cop out of the bunch, other than the guy that played Tillis.
That's, Tillis was quite good. In fact, the one that plays John the Doctor Man almost could pass for a young...
Bring up your voice. Oh,
could pass for a young Mark Harmon, man, to say 25 years ago.
Yeah, and he's a very deadpan sort of humor guy, so it's great acting, it's great direction.
And great clothes.
Great clothes. They're authentic. They're not retro styled.
No.
Or anything
I
like
mean,
that.
Right down to the go-go boots on the group.
And so I'm thinking, you're probably thinking to yourself, where in the hell can I see this? Because you're surely not going to see this at playing down at the Cineplex down at, you know, the local mall or anything like that, or out in, you know, the expensive parts of the neighborhood. You're not going to find it there. You're going to find it online at www.stompshoutscream.com. Easy, man. Stomp, Shout, Scream. It's from 2006.
Yeah, look it up. It's a real treat.
It really is. It's worth getting up. Well, I got a free copy, but, you know, we're working for it hard, Jay. Jay, thanks a lot for making a real cool movie. Something like, say, after watching those very shocking sort of convicting movies, you know, at the film festival, he went on, he's gone on to win many awards and showings anyway.
He's a good director.
Yeah, and boy, a long time coming.
He had a very difficult task of tackling something that definitely could have turned out more trite than what it really was.
And one more thing I want to point out is the special features. If you listen to the audio commentary of the basic crew, it's like a year of film school. I mean, these guys really explain everything they did. It's not like when you're listening to a bunch of giggling going on, you know, between the actors and stuff like that. A bunch of giggling and joking about, you know, how drunk they got the night before. Hey, these guys do mention how drunk they got the night before they do a lot of this stuff.
But they do
it very well. So that's one special feature. Now, the making of the movie in the end, those special features are great. It's not like a bunch of stupid bloopers where people are screwing up and they're making millions of dollars screwing up and, you know, can't even get through their lines. These guys all got through their lines.
I'll tell you, these guys and gals that played the parts in this movie really took it serious.
And
it comes across.
Oh, yeah, very, very, very well. And a lot of the, like I say, the extras, they're not like bloopers. They're actually showing you how they made the movie. And sure, they're falling down and stuff here and there. But and there's one point where they had birds that were in a tree. And then you see these guys throwing rocks at them to get rid of the birds because the difference between the shots, you know, they would have the problem with the audio. There'd be birds, then no birds. And, hey, it's a good piece of work. It's straight B movie.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I will
it's
say
great,
that
man.
I
can't say enough about it.
It's like, I will say, some of the nicest available light photography on the beach. I mean, the exposure and lighting was fantastic.
All right, well, Mal's kind of bugging us. I think it's time to play some more music. Well, Mal, go ahead and what do you got there, buddy?
Hey, boys, here's a good one. From New Mexico way, it's the Moving Morpho Men. And run, girl, run.
Run.
Thursday, hanging out with Bob and Jeff on Snake Alley. It's snaky.
Thanks, Mal, for that great tune. Now, you know, you thought we were kind of getting a little bit of soft there on that last movie, Stomp, Shot, and Scream, which is a great movie. But now, back to the old school. Ready to rip a movie apart?
I'm going to kill you.
I sure am, Bob. As a matter of fact, we have probably one of the most infamous turkeys that's come along the last couple of years, and past for that matter. As we may have mentioned, our second review today is Inbred Redneck Alien Abduction. Now, if I had to sum this up in a quick soliloquy, I'd say it's a cross between Ma and Pa Kettle Meat, Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Pretty much, but hey, this thing was made right around here in St. Louis, Missouri, Kimswick, Alton, Illinois, just probably about a 200-mile radius. Except they went down to Arkansas just a little bit to get the feel of it and set, you know, kind of make a outdoor set. The difference between this movie and the last movie is that mostly the cast are the producers and the writers and the directors as well.
Well, I don't know if they had any problem with copyright about the girls being abducted, because all you have to do is think back to that other unique film from the 1960s, Tommy Kirk and Mars Needs Women.
So, how's this work? Pam, tell us what's going on with this.
Well, these aliens are horny, and they're abducting Earth women to have sex with them. And basically, that's kind of the story. They're
yeah, but the thing is,
they're horny.
Yeah, but it usually ends up these, you know, you hear these stories about UFOs, and it's usually in some sort of
remote area.
Yeah, remote area where there's inbred redneck aliens. I mean, inbred and rednecks. And it's about a family named the Zekas.
Yeah.
And they're a bunch of hillbillies.
And I will say this, too. The guy who plays Pappy I believe it's Hazard Duke, or what was it?
That's Pappy Duke Zika.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a wrestler.
I tell you, he gets the Popeye the Sailor fight scene, bar none.
Yeah, about 14 minutes into it is probably the most my favorite scene in it. I guess like it's supposed to be Arkansas, but it's actually shot around here in St. Louis.
Two-state area, yeah.
Yeah, and what are they doing? What are they doing to these women here? They're sucking them up in the spaceship.
Yeah, they're transporting them to their spaceship, and they basically have sex with them.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of theories on this. The aliens that
no
why they
better
have sex.
Way to put it.
Why do they abduct people? Is it to have sex with them, or is it to, garnish their eggs and sperm so they can create an alien race of monsters to take over the world for them, an army or whatever? We don't know. But in this case, it's to have sex and, I guess...
And that's it. They're not trying to procreate another race.
Even though that does happen, I guess.
All I can say is these aliens just love white women, earth women. Even though there is some question about the stripper that played one part in there, she seemed like she was having a pretty good time.
And you know, those aliens were kind of well endowed.
Okay, let me...
right.
So that might be right.
That's right.
The story is that, you know, you always hear about the alien or, you know, abductions out in the middle of nowhere. And it's these hillbillies that are crazy. And it's a pretty crazy hillbilly bunch. They go after the aliens. Not going to blow the ending. But it's real good. And it's real horrible. It's vile. It's tasteless. That's the best way to say it. It's not even tasteless.
When I talked, it's, let me tell you, when
not
I,
in bad taste. Yeah, it's tasteless.
When I talked to Patrick Voss after he had sent me a copy of Inbred,
who's Patrick Voss?
Patrick Voss is the writer, the producer, the star, and the director. I have known Patrick, or Pat, as he's also known by, for at least 25 years, and actually Patrick started out as a makeup artist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he had several Halloween displays every year downtown on Washington. I think it was called Terror Vision.
Wow. No shit. He was down there doing that kind of stuff.
He owned it.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. That motherfucker had nothing to do with making a movie. I mean,
like I said,
he tried. I mean, he chases pigs. He has sex with pigs. He has sex with watermelons. There's other good parts about it.
But you don't actually see the sex act. It's a strongly suggested, and you
all,
know,
all I
there's,
will,
there's a lot of nudity. There's a lot
all
of language.
Nudity.
All I will say in passing is this. Is that towards the very end with Patrick and the cow, I will leave it to your imagination.
Hey, check it out.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to break up your little party here, but them, that's them! Don't you see? This is an invasion! Well, do something, you freaking inbreds!
Pappy?
You know, maybe we should call this in, because I'm getting kind of an eerie feeling about this.
What? Look, Eichen, why don't we just go in there and check it out? This could be the place they're keeping the abducted women. You ever think about that one?
You know, they could have this fenced in for a reason.
Look, we're government agents. Intrusion is our duty. Holy shit! Holy shit!
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a reasonable facsimile. What's going on? I'm stuck here in the middle of this maze. I'm going to die. Oh, my.
Snap out of it.
You hit me.
Whatever. The exit is this way. Come on.
Oh, you're in big trouble, miss. I'm going to note this special note.
Ain't that some fun?
Fun? You call that fun? I just tripped over Jimmy fucking Hoffa back there. Do you even know who we are?
We are gonna die.
We're agents on a special mission. Protecting national security. Do you think you could fuck with us?
I know what you need, boy.
Hey, Larry Bob. Come on, we're eating some watermelon.
You'll start with who? I can.
Hey, Pat Paduke.
Hey, Larry Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
I love me some watermelon.
I can.
These here are some special agents from Washington.
Hello.
They's here on some special mission or something.
Cooper. Special Agent Seth Cooper. Glad to meet you.
What?
Mission?
I can kick your ass.
like hell you can, gal.
Hell, Larry Bob, she whipped me a good'un'.
What? No, why, no.
Where you been hiding, Larry Bob?
Oh, I tell you what, I've been over at Uncle Fred's. He had some new sows in. I was just checking him out.
Yeah.
You know his new sows. I tell you what.
Woo!
Yeah. Dang, Pappy Duke. What are you eating my girlfriend for? That was a good one. I liked that one a lot.
Dang it, Larry Bob. What did I tell you about having relations with a fool? What happened to that coonskin sock I made you?
Well, that was nice for a while, and it just started getting all hard. It started scratching me.
Feels weird.
What? Holy shit.
What? Oh my God.
Where is we? We're actually in a spaceship.
You were not kidding me.
Look at this.
What happened?
Are you happy? Look what you got us into.
Very happy.
Oh,
let's see if I can figure out these controls.
Hey, this is fun, eh?
He's with me. He can't go.
Here, step back. I got it. I'm going to take care of this.
Hey, Pappy. Watch this.
I did say a lot of bad things about this movie when we first started talking about it, before we heard the bad clips. But there is one scene that's about 14 minutes into it. It's a hillbilly fight scene that's reminiscent of Popeye and maybe the Roadrunner kind of cartoons. It's absolutely insane. It's the funniest fucking thing that I've ever seen.
This is really kind of strange because when the FBI agents show up, they start asking, well, who did this, who done it type things, and the redneck starts saying, oh, well, it was the colored people, they're the ones who took her. And so then the FBI agents are thinking, oh, really, you know, and so they
thought they were gang members.
They thought they were black people, I think. And
at first they thought maybe if they're black people, they're gang members.
That's what we're led to believe, anyway.
And all Rastafarians.
That's what we're led to believe. And then the rednecks are like, well, no, they're colored people, you know, and they're green and they're red. And
how well do you think that they're done?
Actually, I think they're very well. I think that the costumes are fabulous.
That's part of Eric Stanzi, I think, too, with the robot.
I think the costumes
robot
are really
monkey
well done.
Labs
also,
does his work.
Also, Patrick, because, like I said, he has been doing special effects makeup now going on over 20 years.
Yep. And you got a little story about when he was working with makeup?
Oh, yeah. Actually, you see, Patrick was a protege of the director, producer, and makeup artist, Mr. John Carl Beekler. John has been out there in Hollywood now for over 20 years and is one of the top B-movie directors out there. He's worked extensively for Roger Corman. Anyway, Patrick had been grooming himself for years for a project that he could indeed star, produce, and direct. And here it is.
There was a story about him being sharp. too sharp?
Well, the thing was, see, when I was getting ready to do a tentative commercial for Steve Mizzarini, the appliance owner, store owner out here in St. Louis, I had asked Pat at the last minute to do the part of Spock, and only one problem. I'm over 6 foot tall playing Kirk, and Patrick is only like 5'8". The movie was such pure cornpone that it isn't even better than cornpone.
Cornpone. I love that word. But check it out. This movie would probably never happen if it wasn't for Eric Stanzi, who co-produced it and co-wrote it, of Sub Rosa Extreme. Eric Stanzi had the police knocking on his door about 5 years ago because they had found some of his props in the dumpster, that he was done with these props. And, of course, they were torsos and arms and body parts and heads. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, of course, called down the coroner. And he explained, he brought him into his house. He brought the police into his house, Eric's house. And he shows him and says, oh, I'm a movie producer. They couldn't wait till the coroner got there. And she was pissed off. She got in that stuff. She freaked out. She opened up that dumpster. They had a dumpster open. And they saw all these dismembered bodies and stuff like that. And, the lady did. They said that she was shocked by it. And all the cops were standing around laughing at her.
I laughed my butt off the first time I sat through it. And let me tell you, it just gets more hilarious every time I watch it.
That's
right.
Congratulations to you, Pat. I know you're cutting your teeth on this one. And all we can hope for is full steam ahead.
Maybe a sequel to Inbred Redneck Alien Abduction would be great. Anyway, we recommend everybody check this out. It's available online at a reduced price at inbredredneck.com. And so it's about time, enough talking here, time to play some music, eh?
Somewhere down south, we think maybe Texas. Mop Top Mike isn't so sure. One of my all-time favorites, The Circus and Burn Witch. Burn.
Thanks a lot, Mal, for that pretty appropriate tune there, considering our next episode, if it ever happens. This one's been a mother. Jeff got bit by a spider, a brown recluse on his face, and his head swelled up like Jerry Lewis or a pumpkin head or something. Anyway, Jeff got back in the studio and helped us wrap this up. We finally got it out. Hope you like it. We took a little bit of a different angle at things, talking about independent releases that are recent. Instead of talking about the old stuff, don't worry, we're going to get back to the old stuff on the next episode. Just thought that both these movies, Inbred Redneck Alien Abduction and Stomp, Shout, and Scream, are two that you got to see. Well, also mention that We Jam Econo, The Story of the Minutemen, just came out on DVD. It's a two DVD set. The first DVD is the documentary about the trio from San Pedro. I know I said that, but I kind of made that up like it. And then the second CD is three shows. And the first one is when you have to see it. The first show is at a spot where people don't like them much and they spit on them and they're having a hard time with the audience there. Then the second performance is them at their best in 1984, right before the untimely death of D. Boone. So get that and watch that. It's called We Jam Econo, The Story of Minutemen. Just couldn't resist throwing in a little bit of that Minutemen there, live from Stone. That's up there on archive.org. That whole show is recorded. Good, great performance. Minutemen at their peak. Hey, Mal, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to be stepping on your boot heels there, but I just had to throw that in there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, Bob. Thanks, Jeff. It's been my pleasure. Been a real gone gasser to be with you today. But now it is time for my boot heels to be wandering back to the swamps, beaches, and backwaters of my home state, Florida. But it's been a good time. Got a fine show here. Excellent. Very nice. Very good.
Change your mind, maybe the guy or something I said that made her feel that way. I don't know why we had to say goodbye. She said goodbye, goodbye. Yeah, good, good, goodbye. Don't cry. Said
But you loved me, understood me, loved me, leave me, made me lonely. Yeah, but look at her now. I guess we are feeling down, she was never around. Didn't mean that much to me anyhow. So goodbye to love, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. I said, oh. She said she was sorry, now she won't be back to stay. I just laughed in her face, walked away smiling, heard her crying, and now it's her turn to pay. So goodbye to love, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. I said goodbye, goodbye. Yeah, goodbye, goodbye. Crap. All right, just hold fast down the road. You don't get to me. Bye.